With the rise in computer usage, people said that paper filing would become obsolete, but that hasn't been the case. Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about filing. Learn tips to declutter and organize your files as we start our month focusing on the home office.
Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy to implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
According to Organized World, the use of office paper has tripled since the birth of the computer. The 80-20 rule is especially true here, meaning that we probably don't use 80% of the files we keep. The Small Business Administration states that 80% of the papers we file, we never refer to again. Let's also look at the cost of doing and maintaining filing. Gartner Group, Coopers & Lybrand, Ernst & Young found it cost about $25,000 to fill a four-drawer filing cabinet and over $2,100 per year to maintain it. And finally, Americans waste more than 9 million hours each day looking for lost and misplaced articles, according to the American Demographic Society. If you haven't decluttered or organized your files lately, now is the time. Decluttering. Take out all of your files. Retrieve any other files that may be in other areas of the home or in your briefcase, computer bag, etc. Have a pen and pad in case you need to jot down any notes. Sort all of your files into broad categories. I have three drawers of files in one filing cabinet. Personal, business, and financial are my three main categories. All files fit in one of these categories. Once you've created your broad categories, begin sorting within each category. I am going to suggest you again keep your files simple with broad categories. Within personal, I have one insurance file that holds all insurance policies, auto, health, dental, etc. A mistake that people often do is making filing really complicated. You don't want it to be. Make it simple not only for you, but for others that might need access to your files. Purging. After you've sorted your files, it's time to purge. I always recommend talking with an attorney and accountant on retaining certain files and see what their recommendations and guidelines are. This can be challenging, especially if you're in the habit of saving everything or not filing because you cannot make a decision. Commit to making a decision on all your files. I promise that once you do an overhaul, it is easy to maintain if you keep up with it. Here are some suggestions on what to purge. First, ask yourself if you really need to save it, and then ask again. Magazines articles. Is the information stale or obsolete? With the power of the internet and Google, most likely it is. Research materials and literature. Keep the source, but recycle the paper. Ask yourself if there's an online resource. Duplicates. Generally speaking, you don't need to keep more than two. Previous drafts of letters, proposals, documents. Keep the final. Why would you keep something that didn't make the cut? Manuals. These are bulky and take up a lot of space. Manualsonline.com is one resource where you can most likely find your manual if you ever need it. Memorabilia. If it has been sitting in a filing cabinet for a while, does it really mean that much to you? If it does, come up with a way to honor it. Maybe you make a shadow box with all your ticket stubs. Don't save because you might need it someday. Trust you will find what you need when you need it.
Looking to change your life? Are you ready to release all your clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual? Our Declutter Your Life is a year-long how-to go-at-your-own-pace workbook course to guide you through the process of clearing clutter. Also available by 3-month individual topic. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Organizing your files. Once you've purged, it's time to organize your files. You've created your broad categories and then your separate files. Here are some tips. Name your file based on retrieval. If you were to go looking for the file, what would you call it? Continue the theme of simple and broad with your titles. Group similar files, for example, podcasting, coaching, podcasting production, would be in the same file. Titles that demand action. Create clutter-free living episodes. Label clearly. You'd be surprised at how many times I've worked with clients and they can't read their own writing. And I include myself in that. But make sure you take the time to label clearly. And if you can't write neatly, invest in something like a P-Touch. Don't zigzag. Use middle tabs as it's easier on the eye. It's better to have 15 files with 20 pieces each than 50 files with 2 pieces of paper because you're less likely to remember how you filed them. It's a really thick folder. You may need to break it down. Once you've completed your files, create a file index to remind you what goes where and why. Keep a copy on your desk or computer. Two easy methods are then to alphabetize or color code your files. My personal files have purple hanging folders with manila folders. A lot of people say standard green hanging and colored folders are the way to go, but again, do what works best for you. Leave your file drawers with room to grow. You want to be able to file and retrieve papers easily. If you stuff them to the gills, you might pull out a file and several come out and go everywhere. Spend time daily putting things away and filing, or at the end of the week. You must do a yearly tune-up. If you don't, it will go back to the way it was. Takeaways from today's podcast. You most likely don't refer to 80% of the files you have. Make a real effort to purge. Talk with an attorney and accountant on retaining certain files and see what their recommendations and guidelines are. Alphabetizing and color coding are two of the easiest filing systems to set up and maintain. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services, including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.